If you have read Sunday's post, today's paper, and opened up to the front page of the Metro section, you will see a headline that says, "Girls are catching up to boys." Now, some people are going, "Fat chance, yeah, right," and all that. The headline continues to say both good and bad. The reality is that as our roles and our opportunities to grow expand, as the abilities to excel both in sports and academics and in the world broaden, so too do the opportunities to be misled and misguided, and then to adapt practices that are harmful to oneself and even worse, in violation of the basic laws of humanity and of good living. When you read an article and a study like this, you begin to understand that there are things that we can choose to do that are harmful to our well-being and harmful to our society. And that if we are going to be a people about liberty and freedom, then we also need to be a people about discipline and character. The reality is that the forces that present themselves to young people today to do harm to themselves through the abuse of alcohol or drugs, to engage in frivolous and promiscuous behavior prior to marriage, and to disrespect the property and lives of others through stealing, robbery, and maiming, and even murder, are forces that have been a part of human existence long before we ever were born. And no amount of social engineering on the part of governments or on churches or even like-minded, well-meaning people gathered to build their community up has managed to eradicate the forces of evil and of decline and of the immorality that we can reach stoop to. The greatest prospect for addressing the needs of young men and young women are the same that they have been, though, all these many years: the involvement of adults who cared, of programs that helped young people confront the challenges of life, and of churches and communities, of associations of people who understood that the involvement that once one had in young people's lives was a benefit not just to the young person, but not just to the family, not just to the community, but was a benefit that was good for all of our nation and for all people. Let me explain. The reality is that when we sponsor, when we have schools that address the needs of basic education for all children, then we are providing young people with a kind of intelligent education, both in academics and in personal responsibility and growth, that help them be the kind of citizens that become a blessing and an asset to our community. Wesley Church can be proud of their sponsorship of scouting, and we can be proud of the scouts that we have in our troop, and we can be proud of the leaders that we have leading this troop, for they are a blessing, growing young people, young men, and molding them to face the challenges they will certainly face. But it takes hard work. And so, as we think about our world today, and we think about helping young people grow, I would invite you to see this not just as a ministry that some people undertake, but that this is a ministry that is valuable for all of us to participate in. The encouragement, the strengthening, and the guiding of young people so that they will lead a happy, productive life of good citizenship and service to others, to their nation, to their religious communities, to their families, and even for themselves. One of the things that we face, one of the biggest challenges that face the church, that face the scouts, are the fact that, well, there's two challenges. The first one is this, that people who do not have children any longer, or people who do not yet have children, believe that they have no right, no responsibility for, and no concern with how our young people are raised. That is a narrow, in fact, an erroneous assumption. The oldest person in our midst has an interest in the young people and we have here at Wesley in scouting and in youth group today. What is their interest? Their interest is simply this, that the nation they live in, the community they live in, will be served in some way by these young people. If they are employable, they will have the opportunity to be waited upon these young people as they work jobs, perhaps first in a fast food or restaurant situation. But then as they come into college, maybe they work in another retail situation. Or perhaps they become skilled in a particular area, like the renovation of bathrooms or plumbing. Or dare I say, maybe they become somebody who is skilled in the art of nursing. Or perhaps they become a researcher who understands and discovers a cure for Alzheimer's or cancer. Just because your children are grown and your grandchildren are marrying and your great-grandchildren are babies does not absolve you of a direct interest in the young people as they are developing today. Just because you have already done that does not mean that you don't have a responsibility today. Parents, both in church, with youth, and in scouting, youth group and Boy Scouts is not babysitting. Children, no matter what their age, delight in the participation of their parents in their lives. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about how busy you are. It matters that you show them you care enough to organize and think about how you can support them in their activities. Both the youth group and Boy Scouts need adult volunteers. They need them to provide the mature presence that helps guide these young people in the righteous ways that we lay before them. It is not fair to expect one or two or even three or four to carry the full weight of what we attempt to do either in youth or in scouting. And finally, if you've never had a child yet, but you anticipate that happening sometime, and yet you are beyond the age of scouting, your participation is essential as well. Having gone through so recently the difficulties that are associated with our teen years, young people who are on the cusp of productive lives help encourage those who come after them. What I am envisioning here, and I hope that I lay forward for you, is the reality that if this world is going to become the place that we hope it might, and if the powers of evil and darkness are going to be held as far away as possible from our children and from our lives, that it will take the active participation of each and every person, the intentional choice to be a part of the forces of good and responsible and virtuous behavior that will lead those children and lead us to keep those things that are wrong, indecent, and evil at bay. No longer is it possible to assume that it is somebody else's job to keep evil and the powers of darkness away. No longer can we depend on people to be heroic if we're not willing to be heroic ourselves and participate in the defense of virtue and good character. What is lacking today is not a matter of people who know right and wrong, but people who refuse to let wrong take over right, and people who refuse to be left inactive in the fight, and people who refuse to give up. The hope of the world, the hope of our children's lives, lie in a God who calls us to live together, to support each other, to be able to talk about what it means to live a virtuous and good life in its many variations, and to help young people, 20-somethings, middle-aged, seniors, live a life that keeps evil and the forces of darkness at bay. Perhaps you didn't think about this was what we were doing when we have a youth group. Maybe we didn't realize that we were involved in a universal fight against evil and darkness when we chartered a Boy Scout troop. Maybe we didn't realize that the fun we had when we gathered and we camp and we work outdoors and we work together was strengthening us for the kind of integrity and virtuous living that will keep the evil and darkness away. But is it any wonder that God would call us to live together and to have fun together as a way of overcoming that which is insidious and destructive? We are a part of the vanguard that is attacking and protecting our young people from the forces of evil and darkness. It will not win. We have God with us, and we have each other. Troop 993, and I can never remember, Cub Pack 876, and our youth group, and those Girl Scout troops which we support, and our schools which we fight for and participate in, are all a part of the way in which we make sure our young people are prepared, strengthened, and directed in the right way. And it's all of our responsibility. We cannot go around smugly saying our children are our future and do nothing in the present to prepare them for that future. It is my belief that the God who calls us together has laid out in front of us the best to come. Whatever we may have experienced in the past is in the past. But remember, this God moves us into the future. And I believe that being clear that there are right things and wrong things, being clear that we all are responsible to help raise our children, and being clear that in God, the future will only get better, I believe we have something to look forward to. We can be proud and grateful for what we have, but we can do better if we support it more energetically, more consistently, and more intentionally. Please, these young people depend on us. Let us be dependable. Let us pray.